I always tell my students the reason we read William James more than 100 years later now is that he's readable. No special languages, no jargon, beautiful, elegant prose. We should all be writing for posterity, writing for people who don't share any of our little in-group language and ways of seeing things. And, you know, I took Darrell Bem very seriously. He wrote a wonderful essay on writing that I read as a graduate student. And I'll never forget the line in which he said, write every article as if you were writing for a smart colleague in the art history department. I thought, oh, wow. And of course, later in my career, I accidentally stumble on the fact that you can talk to the public, that you don't just have to write for other scientists, because at the point in my career we're now at, yeah. I'm writing articles for you, you know, people my age who are scientists. And I'm trying to be interesting and entertaining and use plain English and get my point across, but I'm still writing just for them. This approach to writing will then, a decade later, pay off when I realize I can talk to anybody about psychology.